If you have your Bibles, will you turn to the book of Genesis? Genesis chapter 22. And we're going to begin reading in verse 9. And I want you to pay, I know this is probably a familiar scripture for you, but I want you to pay special attention to what these words say. Beginning in verse 9 of chapter 22, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest or respects God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. You know, one of the reasons this gave me such pleasure today for Caden is because I remember when we dedicated Cole. And as I told you, when Cole had his baptism, to have a child that I couldn't do it now, but I held Cole in my arms, believe it or not. You saw him up here. He's almost as tall as I am. Of course, 2/3 of the population is. But I held him in my arms, and then years later, I get a chance to baptize him when he came to me and said, Pastor Roger, I want to dedicate my heart to the Lord. That's the payoff of this. That's where you see, that's where Brandon and Tracy see their actions paid off. I want to talk just a little bit about this subject today. Have you ever really thought about what it means to give our children back to the Lord? I know some of you are sitting there thinking, I wish I could give mine back. But I don't believe God will take them back. I've lost a receipt. You know, I mean, the truth is, there's not a parent here today that hadn't had a few moments where you'd like to package that kid up and send them back to God and say, I just want my money back. Dana's over here shaking her head, and the daughter's got her head down. She's not seeing anything. I know that's not true. She loves her dearly. I'm not suggesting you return your kids back to God to try to get your money back. But what I'm asking is, have you ever given your children back to God? What I'm asking is, have you ever really recognized that children are a precious gift from the Lord, and ultimately, they belong to God first. First, and not to us. Have you ever released ownership of your children to God, understanding that God is the one responsible for how they were created? The Bible says that they were fearfully and wonderfully made. We didn't make them. We had something to do with it. But all that was within God's plan. But God knit them together. God made them the way they are. And God already knows His plans for their future. Have you ever realized, really realized, that God has left it up to you and to me to show them His ways? I believe what I'm getting ready to say. God has been asking us to put many things on the altar recently. And today, He's asking every one of us who are parents to bring our children and put them on the altar. You know, there's biblical examples for this. There's many examples of parents in the Bible that brought their children to God and gave them back to Him. One of the classic examples in Scripture is Hannah bringing her son Samuel, the son that she had prayed to have, desired to have so badly. And then when she was granted that privilege, presenting him to God and handing young Samuel over to Eli the priest. Hannah said, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." She gave him back. Hannah was a woman of faith, and this was exhibited by her giving her child, the one she had prayed for, back to God. But the example of a parent surrendering his child to God that I want to focus on today is that of Abraham offering Isaac on Mount Moriah. In chapter 22 of Genesis, as we read from our scripture this morning, let's see what God would have to say to us today about giving our children back to God. Because Abraham literally, totally, irrevocably, he gave Isaac back to God. Have you ever thought about how hard that was for him? How hard that had to be? I mean, after all, Abraham loved Isaac. Even God said to Abraham when he was telling him what to do in this instance, he said, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest." God knew he loved him. I mean, why wouldn't he? Isaac had been a miracle baby. He was born when Sarah was 90 and Abraham was 100. Good gracious. You think they had their hands full? But try to put yourself in Abraham's sandals just for a moment this morning. We read through this that, you know, well, this happened, but this ain't going to happen to me. Maybe God will not ask us to lay our child on the altar and test us if we've got faith enough to slay him, believing that God will bring him back to life. But God is going to test us. Do we have the faith to turn him over to God, trusting that God knows what's best, and God has entrusted us to show our child God's ways? Put yourself in Abraham's place. I can't imagine how painful it was for Abraham to strap this son on an altar, on a stack of wood, and raise that knife to slash open his chest, to light that fire and cremate that body, and to sit there and watch it happen until his son was reduced to nothing but a pile of ashes. I don't know if I could do that. I'm just going to be honest with you. And you know, Ginger and I, we've got one son, Spencer. And yeah, I'll confess to you, there have been times I wanted to send him back. We got three grandchildren. We had the privilege of being around them all day yesterday, and I was thinking about this sermon yesterday while I was holding Maverick. He's 6 weeks old. He was 6 weeks old this past minute. He'll be 7 weeks old tomorrow. And he was just, I was just having a ball with him yesterday, and I had my legs crossed, and he didn't want to be on my shoulder, and he didn't want me holding him like this, so I put him on my legs where he could see me. And he spit his pacifier out, and he was just as happy as a clam. He laid there, and he moved around and he grabbed my fingers and he looked at me and he smiled and his lips were moving and I would just I'd love to have known what he was trying to say. And I was thinking about this sermon. And I was thinking, how in the world could I take something like this if it was mine and lay it on an altar? How could I do that? But in a very real sense, I know I must do that. I must do that. Because we all must do that with the precious children that God has given to us. Do you know this? That the best thing that Abraham could have probably ever done for Isaac was to put him on that altar and surrender him to God. And I'll tell you why. If Abraham had refused to give Isaac back to God, he would have forfeited God's promises and plans for Isaac. Isaac would have probably lived and died in obscurity. We may have never known anything about him, just a nomad, a nobody. But because he gave him back to God, Isaac received the fullness of God's best plan and promises for his life. If you read through the Bible, you'll find out Isaac became a wealthy man. A wealthy man. He was a forefather, a forerunner of Jesus Christ. And Isaac's life is still having an impact on people and blessing people even today through his offspring, Jesus Christ. We need to learn from Abraham today. If we refuse and fail to give our children back to God, we may very well be forfeiting God's best plan and purpose for their lives. But when we entrust them to God, we secure for them the covenant of God's best purpose and plan. What does it mean to give your child back to God? Very quickly, it means four things. Giving your child back to God is a confirmation of our love for God. When we give our children back to God, the first thing that is saying is that we love God more than we love that child. And understand this, our children are our most prized possessions. To protect them, we would stand in the middle of Black Creek Road, right? We would do that. Our child is our most prized possession, but even with that said, and as much as we love them, we don't allow them to take the place of God. We look at our children and we say, you know what? I love you. I love you enough to discipline you, to spank you, to let God discipline me, to raise you the right way. I love you that much, but I want you more than anything else to have a relationship with Almighty God, and I'll do anything it takes to make that happen. That's exactly what Abraham proved by his willingness to offer Isaac. He was demonstrating his love and his respect and his faith in Almighty God, showing that God was the supreme one in all of his life. As much as he loved Isaac, Abraham loved God above that prized possession. What does Scripture have to say about this? Scripture says, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Parents, this action, giving our children to God, is confirmation of our love for him. But it is not only a confirmation, it's a clarification of ownership. When we give our children back to God, we are openly declaring that this child is a gift from God. This child doesn't belong to me. This child belongs to God. We have the privilege the privilege to love and to train this child. But our children are God's. Wasn't that what Abraham was saying when he laid Isaac on that altar? I believe he was looking up, as much as he hated to admit it, and I can almost see tears running down Abraham's face, but he's saying, Lord, this young man belongs to you, not to me. You do with him as you see fit, because he's yours. I really believe, in the back of Abraham's mind, I believe Abraham knew that if he went through with slaying Isaac, God had the power to bring him back to life. I believe that. That's how strong his faith was. That little boy, that little girl, my grandson laying in my lap, he doesn't belong to me. I'll fight you for him. Mr. Bobby Stevenson asked me just yesterday, he said, have you decided whether or not you're going to keep that new grandbaby? I said, yeah, I've decided. But he's God's. I looked at him yesterday and I just prayed, God, just do special things with him. And God, if it's your will, let me live long enough to see all three of them experience what you have for their life. Gigi and Papa are going to help raise them with Spencer and Ashley just as much as we can. But God, they're yours. They're yours. And I do recognize that. Matter of fact, it's backed up in Scripture about the ownership. From Psalm 127:3 said, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. His. His. Not mine, not yours, not ours. His. Let me tell you something, folks. We need to be very careful about how we care for God's property. I have a feeling one day there are going to be countless people that have killed babies through the years, before they were born, before they had a chance to experience the plans that God had for them. I got a feeling there's going to be countless people standing in front of Almighty God begging for mercy that will never come. That will never come. Folks, we are privileged to love these children, but they belong to God. God didn't authorize the state to raise our children, or daycares to raise our children. God authorized moms and dads to raise children. I don't care what Hillary Clinton says, it doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes godly parents. Godly parents. But giving our children back to God is not only a confirmation or a clarification, but it's also a commitment to raise a child God's way. God's way. We did this for Cole. We did this for Caden. But it's not just a ceremony. It's a commitment. And we call it a child dedication, but it's more of a parent dedication. We're committing that we're going to be a godly parent. That we're going to have our own selves right with God. That we're going to teach this child about Christ. We're going to have this child in church. We're going to love this child. Pray for this child. Train this child. Live a righteous life. It's not a dedication ceremony. It's not a magical type ceremony. And let me tell you something, this ceremony means nothing, zero, if we are not making a sincere, lifelong commitment to raise a child God's way. I like what Joshua told the children of Israel as they settled in their new home in the Promised Land. He said, but as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. We need to make a commitment that and say, Lord, I want my family to turn out right. And so as a parent, I'm going to begin to lead them right. That's the kind of commitment God is looking for in parents today. But giving our children back to God is not only a confirmation or a clarification or a commitment, but it is a claiming of God's plan for their lives. God told Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Listen, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Did you catch that? Isaac was going to be blessed because Papa Abraham obeyed God. My Bible tells me that God doesn't change. So don't you believe the same thing holds true for today? Our children are blessed by our obedience to God. And if we believe that, then the converse has to be true as well. They are cursed by our disobedience to God. Don't get me wrong, they have a free will. But we as parents stack the odds in their favor or against them by the way we live. Because guess what? They're looking at us. They're looking at us. My middle grandchild, Colson, I love it when he does it. I'm drinking a bottle of water in my house one day, and I drank a big old swallow of water. When I got through, I said, The next thing Colson did, when he took a swallow of his juice, guess where he got that from? Yeah. I sit down at my piano and I play. Sherry, Miss June, you'll love this. Yesterday when they got to our house, Ginger will tell you, guess where the first place they went to? Both of them. To my piano. Guess where they got that from? As we obey God with our lives and as we give our children back to God, we are posturing that child to receive God's very best for their life. Proverbs says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So what does it mean to give our children back to God? It's a confirmation of our supreme love for Christ. It's a clarification of ownership, realizing that God owns that child. It's a commitment to raise that child under the lordship of Jesus Christ, and it is a claiming of God's best plans and promises for that child's life. That's exactly what Abraham did. Abraham confirmed his love and fear of Jehovah God. He clarified that Isaac belonged to God. He committed Isaac's life to God. Abraham was claiming God's plan and promises for Isaac. You know, we love it when somebody looks at our child or our grandchild and they say, oh, they look just like you. They look just like you. We love it when somebody looks at our child and how they act and they say, they're such a good kid. We swell up with pride knowing that we had something to do with that. And we should be proud of our children. When Spencer was born, a person took one look at him in the hospital and said, well, Roger, if you ain't the dad, Papa, your daddy is. Looks just like you. I was proud that my features could be seen in my son. And thank goodness he's a lot more handsome than I ever dreamed of being. But how proud should we be when somebody comes to us and says, I can see Jesus Christ all in your kid. I can see Jesus all in your child. How proud is our Heavenly Father when He looks at His children, me and you, and He sees us walking in His ways. We've been put in charge of precious assets. But we can't manage this task alone. We need the help of our Heavenly Father to show us the way to raise them right. They're not perfect. And they're going to stumble. And they're going to mess up. And we do too. We do too. But we can train them and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord while we have the chance by giving them back to God. Maybe you're here this morning and you didn't have parents that took the step to give you back to God like Brandon and Tracy have. Maybe they did. But you got a little older, a little more independent, and you've walked away from Christ the way your parents tried to lay out for you to live. Can I tell you this morning that it's not too late? Can I tell you it's not too late? Maybe your parents didn't lay you on the altar, giving you back to God, but you know what? You can do that yourself this morning. If you're away from God this morning, you can do the same thing that Brandon and Tracy have done with Caden this morning. You can come this morning and confirm your love for Almighty God, your respect of Jehovah God by giving your life to Him. You can come this morning and you can confirm that you belong to God, not to yourself. You can come this morning and you can commit to be that godly person that we are all called to be. You can come this morning and you can claim God's plan and promises for your life. We need to lay not only our children, but also ourselves on the altar of God. Will you do that this morning? Abraham did this for his son and he was blessed. We can do that today and be blessed by God as well. Choice is ours. We have a free will. What decision will you make this morning? Will you bow with me in prayer? Father, what a wonderful example we have in your scripture about laying it back all on the altar to you. Father, we have that same opportunity right now. Father, to not only give our children back to you, but give ourselves to you. Maybe there are those here or listening that have never done that, never made that offering to you of themselves. Maybe somewhere in the past, those here or those listening have done that, but they've walked away. Father, let this be the morning we all make sure that our all is on the altar. Father, this time is yours. And we look forward right now, Lord, to what you're about to do. We ask it in your precious and holy name. Amen.